Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me get to my guest right now, Cassie Smedley, joining us, National Press Secretary with the RNC. And Cassie, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I watched as much of this hearing yesterday as I could, and I really, really think the American people, anybody who spent any time watching it, unless they're deep in the weeds like you and I are, I think they're probably will tune out from this point forward.
I agree. I mean, we saw that in the House proceedings. And that was truly made for TV. What's happening over here in the Senate, most of the senators can't even stay awake for this. They say that it looks like a mix of a college lecture hall of people taking voracious notes or just barely keeping their eyes open. So I can only imagine how many Americans are flipping it on, just thinking they're doing their civic duty and then quickly going back to their lives.
Yeah, true. You know, I thought the president's team did a good job yesterday. Jay Sekulow impressed me specifically watching his passion as he stood up and spoke yesterday. Let me play cut number six here, please.
I'll give you a trifecta. During the proceedings that took place before the Judiciary Committee, the president was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The president was denied the right to access evidence, and the president was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings. That's a trifecta that violates the Constitution of the United States.
It was indeed a trifecta. I thought they handled that very well. The back and forth, being able to counter in real time some of the lies being told by the Democrat House managers.
Certainly, and that is a real lesson for any budding legal scholars out there to watch how they did that. But I also think, you know, whereas the Democrat managers are focusing on the process and we need more witnesses, despite that they had all the time they could have ever wanted in the House and they rushed it through, you've got over on the president's team saying we want to ensure fairness. And what's happening over on the other side has not been fair, whether it was the kangaroo court over in the House and Adam Schiff ran, or them coming over here now trying to tell the Senate how to run these things so that they can continue that unfairness. We want fairness. The American people deserve it, and the president deserves it. And to the extent that people are tuning into this, that's what resonates, because this has been going on for 3 years now. Monday was the three-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration. We know within minutes of his inauguration, the Washington Post had a headline out that said, is impeachment going to begin? And those calls for impeachment have been going on consistently ever since. So none of this is about facts. None of this is even about a call to Ukraine. This is all about the culmination of what the Democrats and their friends in the media have been wanting since the American people duly elected this president.
Yeah.
But I would also give you another point on the timeline. In less than 2 weeks, the Iowa caucus begins. So you've got voters going out to begin the process to select our president for November, which, of course, I think he'll be reelected, but nonetheless, starting the Democrat primary process, as Democrats are still trying to overturn the results from 2016. As an American, that's unfair. I want to be able to choose my president at the ballot box. I don't want a bunch of partisan people in Congress trying to overturn the results that I intended.
All about 2020. I love that you make that point. And, you know, that Jerry Nadler was talking about impeachment back in 2018. And I mean, he was just about unhinged yesterday in some of this testimony in front of the Senate. It was kind of embarrassing to watch. What I think I've enjoyed is watching the president revel in the economy over in Davos. In the meantime, that's the bright note out of all of this.
Yes. And to be able to go over there where you have other world leaders saying, we like what we're seeing from your country. Congrats to you. And I would also point out that in the time that Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff have begun the actual impeachment hearing, and then including their 28-day delay to actually send the articles over to the Senate, President Trump has taken out the world's most notorious and most dangerous terrorist and our stock market crossed 29,000 points. Those are two issues, national security and the economy, that are perennially in the top three issues of what drives us voters to the ballot box, right? You know where impeachment is? If you look in these battleground states, most states not even in the top five, some states not even in the top 10 of issues. So when you look at who's focusing on the issues that affect our lives and that we want our elected officials to be focusing on, it's only President Trump and Republicans. And Democrats have a lot of explaining to do to their constituents, and I think they're going to have a hard time making their case.
Well, well said, as usual. Cassie Smedley, listen, congratulations on your Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, expect to see you cheering them on?
Of course we will. They're our adopted team now. The Lambs left us for L.A.
That's right. It was so, you know, I got to say, being in the swamp, it's hard watching from D.C. as opposed to being able to be at home. But everybody's cheering for the Chiefs, and it's a lot of fun to see that spirit and something bringing our country together.
You bet it is. Cassie, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.